This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, welcome to this podcast. My name is Anne. I've been a volunteer here at Joy for 17 years. Please continue to support Joy. This is our 25th year and we need community support by way of donations and memberships. Support Joy now during Radiothon 2018. Head to our website, click donate now, joy.org.au.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Escape Hour and we're very excited about Radiothon today. With me, my name is Russ Marston. With me in the studio, I've got the lovely, warm-looking, she's got a pashmina on, curly hair and a gorgeous-looking jacket, Fiona Brooke. How are you today?
Yeah, really good. I don't know why this studio is a bit chilly, but the other studio is hot.
No, you're hotting it up for us, though. You're gorgeous.
You are.
Next to me, I've got the star of the hour, Mr. Mark Adams. He's going to be our hour of power and he's going to make everybody radio in for Radiothon, so this hour we make lots of money for our fabulous Joy 94.9. Mark, how are you?
It's going to be a top hour, so let's call it the power top hour.
The power top hour? Well, I'm one of those. Are you one of those? I think we all are. On the panel today, we've got the lovely Stefan. I can never say your surname. What is it, Dal?
It's Bashusha.
Bashusha.
So you just say
Bashusha
and then you go
Bashusha. Bonjour, Bashusha. Yes, it all sounds fabulous. Okay. Anyway, it is Radiothon today and what we're doing on The Escape Hour is we have got a very special offer to Radiothon listeners today.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about our special offer we're going to do today.
Everybody loves a travel story, don't they? And everybody has a travel story.
Slideshows.
Oh, can you imagine? How many slideshows have you sat through during your time?
Many.
I know.
And the thing is that when your friends encourage you, they're like, oh, you've got to put all those photos together. But you know they don't mean it.
No, they don't.
They do not. They never do.
Then the worst thing is that when you actually do it and you make them sit through it.
Oh, well, I love doing that. My mother and father
here do
we
that.
Turn it into a PowerPoint.
Here we are at Niagara Falls. Are you awake? Yeah, so what we're doing today is we're auctioning off a segment on The Escape Hour. So if you're an avid traveller and you've travelled all over the world or within Australia and would love to come on our show, we would love you to steal a segment from us and tell us all about your holiday. All you've got to do today is bid for
make yourself a member, donate, or contribute, get involved, subscribe, and if you do so during the course of our show,
yes, the higher
we'll
bidder
give you the opportunity.
The highest bidder is going to be our new Escape Hour roving reporter, and we're going to have you come on
in the
show,
Joy helicopter,
and we're going to have you come on the show, and we're going to have you talk about your last holiday, and then after that, we're going to take you out and wine you and dine you, and
we'll take you out for lunch.
That's where we draw a line there.
That's right. We're going to draw the line there.
Come into the Joy Studios, join us here, and then we will take you out to a lovely restaurant in town, one of the many different fabulous places that we've we've had some of our chefs on from one of these amazing restaurants.
And we're just near Chinatown.
Hey, we are. Oh, we could even ask Alan Campion from the tours if he would take us on a tour.
That'd be great.
One of his
dumpling
restaurant
tour.
Tours.
A dumpling
tour. Oh, I love dumplings.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
So, again, this is our hour of power. It is the Escape Hour. We want you to bid and bid to be one of our newest roving reporters. So the highest bidder on the Escape Hour gets to go out to lunch with Fiona, Stefan, Mark and myself, and you get to come on and do your own segment about your travel show.
And no pressure.
No, not at all.
No pressure at all.
We just have fun, don't we?
Raised $15,000 this morning on Escape. Not Escape. We need to beat that. Yeah, we need to beat that.
Wow.
So no pressure, listeners. Please,
that was
just
a three-hour show. Can we kind of do it on a pro rata?
We can get at least $15,000 to come on.
Yeah, look, it'd be
as a donation
really,
to Joy.
Really fun. And it could be the start of your radio career.
That's right. Yeah. If you're good, we'll sign you up for the Taste of Radio course, which we all did and absolutely loved.
Yeah.
It's a great introduction to Joy 94.9, isn't it?
And if you're really good and you fancy yourself as a travel agent, you know, maybe Russ will get you a look in at his agency.
Oh, God, look, there are endless possibilities
today.
Give us money and you could end up being a roving reporter on Joy 94.9. Fiona Brooke is going to take you out and wine you and dine you. Mark Adams is going to take you to every nightclub in Melbourne. Stefan's going to give you French lessons.
Oh, yes.
And I'll give you a job as a travel agent. What more could you ask for?
Well, absolutely.
I think the most recent graduate of the Taster Radio program is
Steph. I think it's probably me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in this room.
Yeah, so walk the listeners through, because being a member of Joy, and only 0.4% of our listeners are members, so please sign up. We're quite serious. It's we don't spend a lot of money to go to web, but it does take money. It takes a fair bit of money, and we need your money. We can't make a lot of money on our own because we're a community station, but we do rely on members. So please join up. And if you do join up, but you don't have to join up to do Taste of Radio, do you?
No, you don't. There's two. You can do it without being a member.
So talk us through your experience.
So I was a member for 5 years before I decided to do the Taste of Radio course, and I kept hearing about it on air and, you know, listening to Joy, and I thought, well, that could be a good thing to do just to have different skills. And I didn't really think that I would end up in your team.
Because you're not in the team.
We'd love having you on our team.
You're not in the media.
No, I'm not. No, I'm a nurse.
Yeah, so that's quite different.
Quite boring.
I don't think sure your patients would be nothing but respect.
I don't have any patients anymore.
None of us have any patients.
Are you a retired nurse?
Well, no, I'm not. I'm still a nurse, but I educate the younger generation.
Right.
Oh, you're teaching nurses to be nurses.
Yes, I'm trying.
So you're a nurse nerd. And nerds. So you decided to do Taste of Radio. So what was your experience?
And it was great. It was a great. So it was one evening every for 8 weeks, and a great group of people. It was actually, when it finished, I thought, oh, I don't have anything to do on Thursday night now, which that was. And we learned all about, to start with, you know, trying to interview people, how to put an interview together, trying to put intros for programs, learning how to use the machine, well, the panel and
the Wurlitzer are here.
All this light here, which I'm trying to do today, and then we did a show, not on air, just as an assessment. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of an assessment for it. We put together a show, four of us, and a full hour. It was really fun,
and we've all done it.
Yeah, and you learn all about media law, which is fascinating. What you can and cannot say.
Oh,
in fact, if you don't go to that class, you don't pass.
Yes, that's right.
I missed that one. I have to say, I missed that one. But I have been told recently what I can and cannot say.
Okay, I'm going to relate a dream that I had during the week.
Is this a Joy 94.9
dream? It's a Joy 94.9 dream. Okay, so I had a dream during the week that I came into the Joy studio and it looked just like how it looks today. There were streamers and balloons. There were people running around in costumes.
Celebrating.
And while I was here, Anne, who we know, who comes
the lovely Anne, she's gorgeous.
The lovely Anne, she was actually standing over a black box with a fan.
Oh.
Now, Anne, the fan was actually...
Like an oscillating fan or someone who's really deeply into Joy?
No, it was an oscillating fan.
Right.
This oscillating fan was leaning over this black box, and the black box was where Joy came from. That's where the sound came from.
Oh.
And this fan actually blew away anybody's swear words.
Oh, we need that. I want that in here now.
Yeah, and when I told
absolutely.
Anne, and when I told Anne the dream, she said, "You do know how much I hate people swearing on Joy."
Oh.
And I went, "No, I didn't know that about you."
Well, you learn that in the Taste of Radio course.
You do.
You absolutely learn that you don't.
Yes, you do.
You know, that's we're a listener-friendly show during 9 to 5.
We are.
And we don't say those words at all. No.
We do have some specialist programming.
Where they can use them.
Can talk about more intimate experiences, and there's a lot of podcasts. So we've got a huge variety of stuff that goes to air on Joy. Your Taste of Radio course, Russ, was probably 5 years ago now.
It was 4 years ago now, and I absolutely adored it. We had the best group of people. I was a bit of a philistine. I hadn't listened to Joy before. I just was busy with my own life, and I absolutely came in with intrepidation, kind of thinking, oh, who am I going to meet? What's everyone going to be like? And, you know, all those usual fears when you do something new. But from the minute...
First day of school.
It was like that. And the minute I walked in the door, God, this community, this sense of community here, there's no judging, everyone's nice to you. There's a real sense of camaraderie with all of the volunteers and then your
Anne is always here.
Absolutely. And your management team are always there to help you. And it's just, I felt like I was home from the minute I did the course. So, yeah, it was great. Yeah,
interestingly, when I did Taste of Radio, it started out with a large group of people. And at the end of the Taste of Radio, as a straight ally, I found myself with only three of us left in the course. Three women who were all straight allies were the only ones left standing in the course. Yep.
But allies are important. Allies 50% of our listeners are allies.
That's right. Them. And, of course, once I was involved in Joy, so many friends were telling me about, oh, yeah, I listen to Joy on Saturday mornings all the time. Oh, I love that show on Thursday night. People were coming out of the woodwork everywhere telling me about their connections to Joy.
And I think if you're an ally, we've got an ally supporter pack.
We need to get that out as well.
Tell us about the allied supporter pack.
So
No pressure.
So as you mentioned, Fiona, a lot of our listeners are allies, and only 0.4% of the 396,000 listeners support us financially. So we decided to come up with this ally pack. So if you support the community but not identify yourself a part of the LGBTIQ community, you can also support Joy.
My day, we used to call them gay-friendly.
Now they're allies.
We've
ramped up the paradigm, Russ.
I can't keep up. I really can't, Fiona. I try to, but I just can't.
I think allies is a fantastic word. I only really learned about that word 2 years ago, and I think it's a great way to describe the other part of the community.
So they listen to the wireless and they sign up.
They listen to the wireless. They need to go online. Listening to the wireless. Yes. Head off online to joy.org.au.
And there's swag, isn't there?
And click on the ally button.
There's an ally button.
Yes.
On
the homepage.
I'm going to push your button.
Find me a win for straight people.
Now, listen, you people. We're on Joy 94.9. This is the escape hour. This is our hour of power. Now, we want to know a few things from you guys today. This is our 25th birthday. Where were you travelling to in 1993? Message us in and tell us where you were in 1993. We'd love to hear that.
And what you were wearing.
Oh, wow. God, what you were wearing. I was wearing disco shorts. That was the era, disco shorts.
Crochet disco shorts.
I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Yes.
What you were eating. What were people eating in 1993? Because it's the food and travel show. So message us in, join up, become a member.
I don't even think there were avocados in that stage.
No, it was the year of Smash Devo. You're not going to believe it. I've done some homework on that. That is the year of Smash Devo, 1993.
Years. Really?
It was. So much to talk about. Food
How
and
did
travel
people afford
in the
houses?
Next segment. I have no idea. And remember, message in because you could become our next Joy Escape Hour reporter. We want to hear from you. You've just got a bid. You know, at the moment, our highest bidder is 5 cents. So don't
is that
be shy.
You, right?
Don't be shy. We'll be back after this break.
We can probably get Russ to take off an article of clothing for every dollar.
Oh, I'd do that. This is Joy 94.9.
Did you know only 0.4% of our 396,000 monthly Joy listeners support us financially? If you love what we do, please show your support this Radiothon. Allies, there's a new way to show your love. Did you vote yes for marriage equality? Continue to show your support for the LGBTI community. Become an out loud ally of Joy. Receive bragging rights and a pack of Joy Out Loud Ally badges to wear proudly. Head to joy.org.au and click the Ally button on the homepage.
This is the Escape Hour on Joy 94.9. It is Radiothon. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Donate, donate, donate.
Donate, donate, not locate, donate. Now, before I get into any
of
you,
from Fiona Brooke.
I'm going to read out
regular
some people.
Cardi B.
We have had some fabulous new members.
Woohoo!
So, Dimitri from Altona has become a new member and has donated $38.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Good on you, Dimitri.
We really appreciate you, Dimitri, doing that. Now, we also have a new membership, and it has been received from Chris and Alexandra Hills in Queensland. It's a family membership.
Wow, that's great.
That
Queensland.
That is fantastic. Can you shake out
another 14,000 for us?
Blowing us out of the water, Queensland. That's right. Yeah, thank you very much, Dol.
And here we have a lovely message here from Warren in Footscray, a member from the earlier days. Here's to a prosperous future ahead. Membership has been received from the lovely Warren. Thank you so much. And he has given us a donation of $25.
Oh, that's fantastic.
25 years, $25. Thank you.
Good on you, Warren. That's the way to do it. We are well and truly on the way. So this
is
the Escape Hour.
Queensland family members. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, I think we have some new ones.
Oh, we do. More. Goodness, it's coming in later.
We might get that $15,000 yet.
All right. So we have a new member from Bruce in Q. Thank you, Bruce. He says thank you. We're really happy to have you on board. Thank you so much. He says congratulations on 25 years.
Woohoo!
And there's a message for you, Russ.
This isn't the hour of the power. It's the dating hour.
Right.
We've got the dating hour.
It's from our good friend, Miss Penelope Camper Pressure.
Oh, Penelope, how are you, doll?
She says, as well as power tops, there's always versatile, ha 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 ha. Love from Penelope.
Oh, Penelope, you're wonderful. That's an old song that Penelope always used to sing when she was on in the air, actually, because, you know, you've got your tops and your bottoms. Well, she was versatile. So she'd go up and down the aisle singing versatile. Anyway,
fantastic.
You're on the escape. Joy 94.9, 25 years ago, foodies, what were you eating 25 years ago? Now, I've just mentioned that smashed avocado came into vogue 25 years ago. Would you believe Caesar salads came into vogue 25 years ago? Long Island iced teas, Manhattans, come on, foodies. What else did you have?
Well, I was living in Manhattan in 1993, as a matter of fact.
Where are your feet?
Yep, and we drank Long Island iced teas because they had a lot of alcohol in them and we could get drunk really quick. And I was living in the East Village at the time and I was eating because, you know, I wasn't making very much money and we were eating at a lot of Polish delicatessens, which, of course, are famous in the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Mm.
So we're talking... lots of kosher, lots of fantastic pierogies. They were so cheap.
Mm. Polish dumplings.
Polish dumplings and vanishkas, which is buckwheat. Oh. With bow tie pasta with mushroom gravy. Yeah. And then you'd order bagels with like salmon and capers and cream cheese. And it was probably when I started to get kind of, went a little bit. Whoop, 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 whoop.
This is back when we were allowed to eat carbs.
Yes, this was when it was carbs. It was like muffins and bagels and potato chips and pasta.
Oh.
You know, I had a great time, but I did stack on the pounds for a little while there.
That's okay.
It's gone now. But
we always have our heavy and our light years, and these are the days of our lives. Cookies and cream ice cream was around in the 1990s. Salt and caramel ice creams came out in the 1990s.
Really?
Everyone went crazy on balsamic vinegar.
Yes.
Focaccia.
You're right.
That's funny. I always think of focaccia from the 1980s.
Yep, no, 1990s.
Dried basil on top, and it would sort of somehow get stuck in your gum.
What were they eating in France in the 1990s, my friend?
French food. and clearly the best food. For me, it wasn't very... I was a student, so it was a lot of carbs as well, a lot of pasta.
Tomato sauce,
a lot of potatoes.
Okay, well...
Try to
pig out.
Yeah, pay the bills and eat at the same time.
Fantastic.
But there was a lot of other thing. Apparently, parsley was on top of everything.
Absolutely everything. You know, that was the you were
ruined
in vogue.
Pretty much everything.
You were in vogue. Instead of coriander, which is the go now, it was parsley on top of everything.
Yeah, it was parsley on everything.
Does anyone remember how our Vietnamese community in Melbourne, those pork rolls?
Yeah.
Bummies. Mm. They came out. They were huge in the 1990s. Focaccia, as Mark said, and a classic and I bet everyone in this room's had one of those wood oven pizzas.
Yes. Classic. Yeah. 25 years. Yeah.
So you put all those ingredients on your pizza and you'd shove it in a wood oven. And I can remember, we actually lived in a house that had a wood oven pizza in the backyard.
But oh, did you?
I know. It was
so fancy.
It was a bit fancy.
It was something of houses would do that if you didn't have one in this time, I think. I mean, in France, a lot of people got this.
You weren't cool and groovy and hip?
Yes, absolutely, yes. If you did your own pizza, which is quite easy to do, but a little bit time-consuming.
And you could sit there in your backyard and drink it and wash it down with a Bellini.
That's it? You're so right.
A Bellini.
You're so right. So you'd have, what would you have in the 90s? You'd have
your Bellini.
Your White Russians.
Your White Russians.
Oh, I love a White
Boozy
Russian.
Boozy milkshake.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. A smoothie with so much grog in it. You were dancing down the street by the end of it. It was absolutely fabulous.
With Lady Penelope.
Yeah. Chardonnay for you, Fiona, it would have been.
Yeah. There was an article in the paper today, actually, that was bemoaning the loss of the big buttery Chardonnays that were so popular in the late 80s and into the 90s.
Do you like a Chardonnay, Dol?
Yeah.
If it's a decent one, yeah.
What about you, Stephen?
I don't mind an oaked one.
Oaked one. Well, in the 1990s, lots of people were making their own Chardonnay at home. Yeah, they had little Chardonnay kits that they were making at home.
Oh, well, you know, somebody else has just sent us in a message about a memory that they had.
Oh, what did you memory?
The memory was Carlton used to win football games.
Ooh. Oh, yes, I remember that.
Controversial.
Anthony from Reservoir.
Thank you, Anthony, I feel your pain.
I did watch the game last night. You put up a brave fight.
Anthony Koutafidis was hot, wasn't he, Anthony, from Reservoir?
Yeah, there were some pretty handsome Carlton footy players back then.
Ooh, the Barracuda.
Not that they're not handsome now.
I'm not much of a... I used to, you know, love going to the football, and I would always get in trouble by people around me by screaming out, look how big his biceps are, and look at those thighs on that. And, you know, what are you doing here? It's a football game, not a, you know, fashion parade. But
I was a little bit surprised when I came to Australia to see the shorts were so short.
Surprise and delight.
Yes. I think it's much better to watch AFL on the TV.
Weren't they tighter? They were tighter in the 70s and 80s, weren't they, Fee?
Well, they can't get much tighter than they are now.
Oh, is that right?
And their jerseys now are tighter because they're made of more, I guess, contemporary materials. Yeah. And they are more, you know, waistlines are emphasised, chests, arms.
And how's this for a segue? It puts the truth out there.
Ooh.
What am I referring to, Russ?
X-Files.
Yes. X-Files. Oh, yes, the X-Files from 1983.
Yeah.
Oh, Gillian Anderson was hot.
I know.
Even me as a good old
angry
gay
hot
boy, didn't you think she was hot?
With her 90s prettiness.
All right, well, we're about to go to a break with Gillian Anderson, you and I. And this is Joy 94.9. It is our hour of power. Now, you need to contact us and become a member or donate or send in a message.
Be our power top.
joy.org.au and you can become a member of Joy 94.9. This is our radiothon show.
Come on,
now,
allies.
Please come and donate. You don't have to come on air with us. You can just come out to lunch with us. So please send us in a donation and we'll take you out for lunch because this is the Joy 94 Food and Travel Show Escape Hour. We'll talk to you soon.
Did you know only 0.4% of our 396,000 monthly Joy listeners support us financially? If you love what we do, please show your support this radiothon. This year, there's a new way to show your love. Grab a Joy Passionate Supporters Pack, complete with our 25-year t-shirt, commemorative pin, and our bumper sticker. But hurry, there's only 250 tees available. Head to joy.org.au and click the Passionate Supporter button now. Joy, 25 years proud.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is the Escape Hour, your food and travel show. If you'd like to donate in. Would you like to donate in?
Donate a donut.
Donate a kidney. We don't care at Joy 94.9.
We'll harvest your organs. No.
Please come in and message in if we got
a
donation.
Got a new membership.
Oh, from? Get out.
So thanks, Ronald.
Ronald from Kensington.
We love Ronald from Kensington.
Thank you very much.
So in the next hour of power, if you donate, you will become a Joy 94.9 member, and the membership just means so much to everybody here at Joy. And we will take you out for lunch. You can even come on our show if you want to. Fiona, Mark, Stefan, Russ, lunch. Yeah. Just donate. Donate now. We love you. Now, Mark.
Yes.
A long time ago, many moons ago,
When we were three,
somebody else started the Escape Hour.
We have a special guest who's joining us by phone. Jodie Wilmer is a life member of Joy 94.9, the founder of this show, many different iterations. And welcome, Jodie.
Oh, thank you, everybody. It's great to be joining you today.
Jodie, talk us through the first few days that you were broadcasting on Joy 94.9 from South Melbourne.
Oh, well, it was many moons ago when the station just started, and we had a part-time licence at that stage. It was 90.7 FM, and we shared it with Muslim Radio, so there was this sort of funny timetable that alternated, but it worked. You know, we're inclusive back then, and we are now, and I have to pay a tribute to Andrew Belnades, who's a gorgeous, lovely man, who said to me one day, "You know what, Jodie? You've got a great voice for radio. Do you want to come and do a show with me?" And so we did a travel show, which was upstairs at South Melbourne, and it was on a Monday night, and he called it Gay Away. How can't that? And of course, you know, I've always been interested in travel. Andrew and I worked in the tourism industry then, and we did the show together, and we had such a hoot on radio, talking about our favourite things to do with travel and interviewing people. And he organised some great prizes, some tickets to see a show, and we were convinced that there were probably only three people listening, our friends and family, and also a taxi driver who won the tickets.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But that was the beginning of a great volunteer career, if you will call it that, with Joy 94.9, amazing radio station that is really dear to my heart even today, and still is doing amazing things for an inclusive and better world in the GLBTI community. And so it's had lots of iterations. We were Gay Away, then we became Detours, then it was the Escape Pod, and now the Escape Hour with you guys doing an awesome job.
So the history, when was the first time you broadcast? Was it 25 years ago?
Oh, I wasn't there in the very beginning. It was a couple of years after the station started. So, yeah.
Yeah, Jodie, you've had a sea change, and you're living on the coast of Victoria now, and you obviously still listen to Joy 94.9, am I right?
I do. I've always listened to Joy no matter where I am in the world, apart from in the Middle East in Oman where it was blocked. So I'm now living in East Gippsland with my partner, and we decided to have a bit of a sea change. Again, you know, we love travel. We travel a lot for the work we do. We're now self-employed and working with amazing organisations and helping them do great work. So, you know, it's amazing now that with the internet we can pretty much live anywhere, and we're fortunate to have some good, reliable, fixed wireless broadband internet. So, East Gippsland's a beautiful part of Victoria. We've got the East Gippsland Lakes and then the 90 Mile Beach and then up into the mountains to the ski fields. So it's lovely to connect with new people here and be part of a new community. And my family, my mum had her roots here, so it's nice to connect with my relatives again.
So, Jodie, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Do you know what the first words were on Join?
I think it was a swear word. Somebody didn't, I think John Oliver didn't realise they were broadcasting. Is that correct?
I don't think it was a swear word, but he didn't realise. Okay. And his first words on air were, "Can I have a cup of coffee and then let's get going?"
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know, the technology has evolved so much over time. I mean, way back then, when Joy first started with John Oliver as member number one, you know, the things were stuck together with rubber band and sticky tape.
And hope.
And, you know, there were carts, which were these big cassette-type things for the promos and sponsorships.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know this sort of sounds like reel-to-reel or something. And over the years, you know, as people have generously donated their time, their money, and this is why Radiothon is so important for Joy, because as David McCarthy always says, we're on air but we can't live on air. So, you know, we need people's donations to support to keep Joy running and not just the infrastructure, but training and the important things that it does with the community and providing a voice to the GLBTI community. So if you haven't donated, please do it today.
Thanks, Jody. It's Fiona here. Thanks for encouraging our listeners. Now, I guess that, you know, down in East Gippsland, there's probably, you know, a really solid group of, there's a community down there that are able to access Joy through podcasts and through digital radio, which is a fantastic thing that Joy's been able to do, is actually expand its reach through not only regional Victoria, but around Australia. You know, we've just had in a donation and a membership from Queensland, which is just incredible. So, you know, these are all the wonderful benefits of Joy, even in wonderful communities as such as your own.
You're right, Fiona. In fact, last year I spoke at the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia conference, the CBAA conference in the Gold Coast, and I was sort of wearing my Joy hat there as a life member and talking about the importance of boards and governance and in community broadcasting. And, you know, a lot of people dedicate so much time and effort, not just to be on air, but, of course, behind the scenes. And it is great that people can be part of the Joy family, even remotely, whether it's listening to podcasts or online. And, you know, one thing I've noticed over many years of travelling, especially in regional and rural Victoria, is that so many people are out and proud. And, you know, there was a time way back when and where people felt that they couldn't be themselves. And I noticed even the other day recently, there was a ball for GLBTI young people. And it's awesome. Really great things happening.
That's fantastic. Jody,
it is.
Being a part of the community and being involved on Joy 94.9 through all these years, you've been involved in probably about 20 radiothons over those years. Is that fair to say?
Well, I did have a few little breaks in between sort of travelling, but yeah, a number, yes.
Yeah, and so we know that it takes a listener about seven times to get engaged, so a radiothon is a big deal, and we really do flog this quite seriously, but it is our one time of the year to make money, and it takes nearly $2 a minute to broadcast for a community station like ours. And most of us volunteers, there are very few paid staff members, but there's rent and, you know, a million other things, and I know that you spend a lot of time on volunteering on the board and the finance and audit committee. So talk about those experiences that are outside of just broadcasting that you've participated in with Joy.
Well, thanks, Mark. I initially came on air with Andrew to do Gay Away, and I guess I connected with doing the radio show and working with other volunteers and connecting with people in interviews, which was a really different sort of conversation. And I found that the people who I interviewed throughout the years, I had a deep friendship and connection with them beyond that program. So, you know, Joy brings more to the world than just, you know, shows. There's deep friendships and connections. But it takes a community or a family to raise a radio station. And so I felt that there were lots of things that I could contribute to above and beyond just being on the program. And so, and my background's in the not-for-profit sector and tourism and, you know, over the years I've also had a number of board positions. So I'd seen where things had worked well in other organisations, but also where they could be improved. And so I put my hand up to be on a number of different roles, including the board and the finance and audit committee. I worked with a number of other volunteers to develop a risk management plan. But, you know, there's lots of things that behind the scenes are really important to make sure that things run well, that they're sustainable. And anyone who's listening, you know, perhaps you might not feel like you want to be on air, but think about the different things that you could contribute your talent and your skills, and of course your money, to this radiothon, and contribute in a way that makes Joy stronger, more resilient, and can continue on into the future. And so there are a number of times where a lot of those things happen, you know, quite late at night after you've had a busy work day. And so, you know, it comes with some challenges, but I think I've always really enjoyed working with other volunteers who bring their passion and their skills to Joy in whatever shape or form. And I'd encourage anyone who's listening who maybe you can't give money, but maybe you could give time and think about how you can contribute in that way.
Thanks, Judy. It's Stefan here. I haven't been a volunteer here for very long, but I've already made some great friends. And what would be your favourite memory of Joy? You've done a lot of things over the years.
Oh, Stefan, gosh, there's so many. I think one of my most favourite memories is Well, obviously, you know, not just the friendships and within the volunteering on Joy, but people who I've interviewed, and the podcast is still there on Joy's website under Detours. And I interviewed a woman who, Rosemary, who was travelling overseas with World Vision, and she has a real passion for social justice, and she was trying to have a child, and she and her partner were unable to, and she adopted a little girl from overseas, and she talked about this experience, but the beautiful thing about this interview was that her daughter was in the studio with us as well. And so it was a really beautiful story, hearing their connections and, you know, what changed their life forever. And so there's moments like that, and every single person I interviewed, whether they were doing volunteering overseas or whether they were doing amazing cruise ships or walking tours or all sorts of great experiences, I think the benefit of radio, especially community radio, is that people can tell their stories. And I think they're some of the memories that I really cherish. And I think, you know, when I think about the Joy family and different experiences, I think probably the most pivotal memory is when we got the full-time license. And that was a huge amount of effort from many dedicated people. Mark Gardner comes to mind as well, Anne Hamilton, and people who coordinated these beautiful love letters. And the love letters were handwritten letters of people's connection and why Joy was so important to their life, and how it made them feel connected and a sense of belonging and a sense of being a valid person in the community. And so that getting a full-time license was, you know, a game changer for Joy.
And of course, Jodie, we can't thank you enough for dragging our good friend Mark Adams onto the airwaves again. Yeah. Or we wouldn't be sitting here with him today.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I'm so thrilled that Mark and you are all continuing the escape hour now. And I actually interviewed Mark when he was in the Middle East. And that's an awesome memory as well, because we decided to dress up in local costumes. Do you remember that, Mark?
Yes, I do. We had you broadcasting in an abaya.
Very welcome.
You made great radio. And then, of course, you introduced us to Joe Pryor, who was on the show for 5 years. Joe passed away October 2016. She lived and fought and was, for most of the time, very courageous in battling the cancers that she lived with. And she left us in October 2016, early November, 2016. And that was another person you brought who volunteered for many, many hours on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, Jo was a really amazing woman. And in fact, you know, I actually met her when we were both on a board together, and the board and the organisation was in a bit of a mess. And I remember looking across the table, and she had a way of communicating looks on her face.
Yes, she did.
and it was one of those looks that said, "I've got your back here, and I'm here to support you." And we made amazing things happen. She had a great zest for life, and she also contributed a lot of her talents and bringing in great friends who are artists and performers from all around the world.
So she certainly did.
She's in my heart.
Jodie, thank you very much. Life member Jodie Wilmer, one of the cornerstones of Joy's success over the past 25 years. Thank you very much for sharing your experiences with us, Jodie.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. You're on Joy 94.9.
Sign up, renew or extend your Joy membership this Radiothon and you could win our major prize. Premium economy flights for two from any capital city in Australia, plus 7 nights accommodation in Los Angeles, courtesy of Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Yes, sign up, renew or extend your Joy membership between May 1 and June 30 to be in the draw. Head to joy.org.au to sign up now or call 1-300-JOY-949. Joy, 25 years proud.
This is Joy 94.9. You're on the Escape Hour with Fiona, Stefan, Mark and Russ. This is our Radiothon show. We would absolutely love to hear from you today. Please donate by becoming a member of Joy 94.9. We also have a bit of a raffle going here on the show. If you donate today, you can go out and have lunch with us. And if you're game, you can come on our show. So the highest bidder during our hour of power will get to be a roving reporter and come on the show or go out for lunch with us, whichever you'd like. It's all about Radiothon. It's all about making sure Joy Joy stays on air. Fiona, have we had any messages in the past half hour?
We have, actually. Now, we have a new passionate membership from the lovely Martin in Woodend. Great work, guys.
Woohoo,
that's
thank
us.
You.
And we have a donation from Tamara in St Kilda. Tamara says, happy 25th birthday, Joy FM. Big love to Mark, Jody, Russ and Fiona.
Screw you,
thank
Stefan.
Thank you. Stefan. Oh, you got the kiss and the hug at the end.
That's right.
Thank you, Tamara. $25, much appreciated.
Good on you, Tamara.
We have a message here. Also, Penelope Cabin Pressure is reminding us of what she was doing just before we start talking about ourselves.
What was she doing?
Penelope was flying the international skies and she was slipping in and out of San Francisco. She would chop down on crab cakes, po' boys, beef jerky, followed up with a peach gobbler. Oops, cobbler.
Penelope, you're a naughty girl. You really are. We remember you in the skies.
Before,
so, yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about the passionate supporter pack that Mark...
What is it?
Martin from Woodend. It's a 25-year special membership pack.
And what do you get, Stefan?
You get a bumper sticker. Dude, it's good. Yep. You get a pin and you also get a T-shirt. So it's special for the 25 years of Joy Passionate Membership, Passionate Supporter Pack. So head up to the website.
Yeah, you can order one there.
But he could be as passionate as Stefan is about Joy.
It's a limited number. There are only 250 of them.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
So
Passion Pack
join
is the
now.
Way to go.
Call me now.
Sounds like that. Oh. Okay. Okay, you're
well,
on.
Well, Martin from Woodend is on to the Passionate Pack. So
we love our passionate here. Martin from Woodend.
So this is Joy 94.9, and we're all very passionate about Joy 94.9. Needless to say, we're all here for a
thank you, Tamara.
Now, Mark, 25 years ago...
Yes.
Where were you? What were you doing in life and where were you travelling to and why has Joy become so important to you, please?
I think I was travelling with tickets that were still those like voucher booklets.
Where you pulled them out of the booklet, yeah?
Yeah. So pre-apps, you know, you went to a travel agent or you went into an office to buy tickets and you had to go and pick them up in those weird plastic folders
and
that somehow would cut you. Everyone knows that experience.
Yeah.
They were vicious little suckers. And probably wearing some distressed denim and drinking a white Russian or a Bellini or some bizarrely early 90s ritual like that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And
what brought me to Joy?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Jody Wilmer definitely was the connection. I've known Jody since 1990. We met in Germany. And I've known Jody and been very dear friends with her since then. When I came back from living in Dubai in 2012, I'd lost my job because they found out that I had a male partner.
Mm.
And so I decided that I wanted to never be in the closet again. And I decided that I needed to be brave, out loud and proud, which is exactly why I came to Joy. Jody had been at Joy for such a long time. And I arrived back in late May and it was Radiothon.
Ah.
So 2 days after arriving back in Australia, I'd moved in with Jody. And she had a spare room, so she was heavily involved in Radiothon in 2012. So I lobbed up, joined, and then I sat there on the phone banks.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
And then I did Taste of Radio and got really involved in Joy. So there's different ways of getting to participate in Joy. You don't have to be on air. A lot of people, that's not for them. People like Anne Hamilton is one of the most extraordinary people. I don't think I'd recognise if I lobbed up at Joy if I didn't see Anne here. I think she has literally been here
forever.
Every time I'm here. She might live here.
Does she?
She possibly does. We'll have to ask her. So there are many different ways you can participate in Joy. I was in a phone bank and then I just thought, no, this is a place for me. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to be out loud and proud. And that's going to help people who don't necessarily have that option. It connects people who may come from a diverse community, who may come from a cultural background where their religion and society is very negative towards LGBTI lives and experiences, and they can hear us on radio, in their car, on the app, so they can look at the website, they can see that we're a part of their community. And the big thing about Joy is, although it does speak to a sexuality, it talks about our lives, and our lives aren't all about sex and
parties and
so forth. It's real living lives. There's shows on Joy about families and how that matters, and about trans people and their lived experiences as a person who is LGBTI. So that's why I donate my time. And I know that people today are listening who are in the closet, who maybe don't have that opportunity, and we are here representing you, and we're going to keep raising that money, and we're going to keep doing it for you, and we're going to be here out loud and proud.
Thank you, Mark. Donate now on Joy 94.9. It's all you've got to do is go straight to our website. That's joy.org.au. Stefan, it is Radiothon. Where were you 25 years ago? And what brought you to
kindergarten?
I wish.
I was starting my studies and into nursing, and I used to travel back and forth between. I used to live in Normandy, and we had a ferry from Dieppe to New Haven in southeast England, and I used to travel back and forth between that on because it was cheap, and I really liked England, and used to go to Brighton a lot.
Oh, of course,
southeast England,
gay capital,
which I eventually moved to a few years later and spent 10 years there. So that's what I was doing. Between my studies, I would just spend my money on the ferry.
And we're really grateful that you...
And now you spend it on the ferry.
Yes.
Hey, dear.
That was some low-hanging fruit.
And you have been a great member of our team, and we've loved having you on, and you fit in really well.
I've loved being here. It's lovely.
It's been wonderful having you learn to panel, and you're becoming very adventurous on air, and we love it. We absolutely love it. You add a new voice to the system.
What brought you here, Russ?
Yeah, Russ.
Oh, goodness. 25 years ago,
you were still stripping then?
Just opened up my travel agency. I'd given up the pole dancing. And... I was in my 30s, and I thought, oh goodness me, late 20s actually. I thought my days as a pole dancer were over with, and Red Raw was sort of.
You had to put down the loose side heels.
Red Raw was giving my job to other younger gays, so I thought I better go and do something with my life. I opened up a travel
agency. Hang up the crochet shorts.
I opened up a travel agency, and I've been in travel ever since, which I absolutely adore, and have travelled the world, which has been fantastic, with my crochet shorts. And. Joy, what I've loved about Joy is, for me, I grew up in a very, very stale environment in the 70s where it wasn't cool to be gay.
Very male, pale and stale.
And people were very homophobic and bullying was rife. And this is my way of giving back to let any young person out there know that they will be okay, that their life is safe with us and we are here to help them. And I would hate anyone to be bullied or going through homophobia. It's very important that if you need help, you contact Joy or any other switchboard, and we can help you. That's why we're on air today, because we want to look after all of our young GLBTI family members.
But even older people who didn't have the ability to come out, people have married and they've gone off and lived, a sham life.
Oh, exactly.
And sometimes
right.
people come out when they're older, and we're here for everybody.
We are, absolutely.
We're really here to help.
Now, Fiona, you're gay friendly, aren't you?
For a very, very, very long time. I think that in probably 1988 or in 87, I used to be in the fashion industry in Melbourne when it was a real scene. So obviously at that point there was lots of amazing designers and things like that. So I always mixed with the creative types, of which many of those people were gay. I went to a bar once called the Market Bar, which then became Three Faces. Ooh. And we used to go there quite a lot, and I met a guy there who worked behind the bar, and he was super friendly, and he'd just moved from Sydney, so myself and my housemate invited him for lunch, and then we became best friends, and then I took him home to meet my mum and dad, and they were like, he's delightful, and I went, Mum, no, that's not the right...
He's terminally delightful.
And that was the first...
He's a confirmed bachelor.
First gay man my mother and father had ever met.
And they were in love.
They really sort of got to... I guess it was their introduction, because I grew up in country Victoria.
And we started calling you Liza because you kept marrying gay men all the time. Yeah. This is Joy 94.9. We've only got 1 minute to go. This is Radiothon. It is by far the most important week of the year here at Joy 94.9. Fiona, what do people need to do?
They need to donate. They need to become members, whether it be a passionate member or an ally or a regular member or donate. Get on board, everyone.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.